This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. If you own a home in Colorado, the last year might have been good to you. Home values rose more than $90,000 above the average amount owed on a house. That's among the highest rates of home equity growth in the United States. Selma Hepp is a senior economist at CoreLogic. She says they're already seeing a slowdown in price growth as interest rates rise.
They're seeing fewer buyers out there, and as a result, it's much less competitive market, and fewer homes are selling over the bidding, over the asking price, so fewer bidders out there. I mean, and that's all favorable.
Hepp says Colorado home prices will still grow, but much slower as some balance is restored to the market between buyers and sellers. And speaking of a different type of housing, a law limiting when jails are allowed to place inmates in restrictive housing took effect Friday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Restrictive housing means an inmate is confined to their cell for more than 22 hours a day and has limited interaction with other people. Under the law, local jails with more than 400 beds can't place inmates in that kind of housing in certain circumstances. This includes medical conditions like mental illness, pregnancy, or other disabilities. People under the age of 18 are prohibited from solitary confinement. Jails are also required to document why an inmate is placed in such housing and must notify medical professionals and an inmate's legal representative when they do. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. And if you have plans to celebrate the 4th of July today, it's going to be hot. Denver's going to have a high of 94 and possibly some rain. Stay cool, stay safe, stay tuned.